The Oddcast.
Two guys yelling at each other about radio, music, and nonsense. And now, here's Max Tolkoff and Halloran.
The point is that you sit there and you're going like, yeah, but I agree with Nick Harcourt that you have to talk to the people under the umbrella of what you hit.
Yes.
If you want people to come in from outside to stream you because they can't get you in the office they're in, that's great. But you still have to talk about the local goings on.
I don't know that it's even streaming versus other people. I think it's that
the
these
reason,
stations
yeah, but
have no soul. They're soulless.
Okay, let me go back to it.
Right?
This is I'll agree with you to a certain extent on that. The reason that I think streaming is really important, because 91X's streaming numbers are really good.
Define good.
They show up. They show up.
What does that mean? A 0.2?
It doesn't matter, but they show up. More people are streaming 91X than any other radio station. You put it in your bag. You threw your phone in your bag because you thought, I'm never touching this thing again. So my point is that when it comes to streaming, like I used to think, well, why would somebody stream in their office if they're under the umbrella? It's because they're wearing headphones, they're sitting there, they want to know what's going on locally, they want to win some tickets to the local shows, because they can't win tickets to a fucking Albuquerque show.
Oh my God, look at this. You're right. They put the streaming number in there as well. Are you ready for the streaming number? Are you ready for this?
You're going to add it on to the other number.
Yes.
And
this is unbelievable. A 0.1.
Which is?
0.1. Very at the bottom of the list.
Okay.
The last thing
is KGB
extra FM stream.
What is the KGB streaming number?
All right, stand by. Stand by.
What's the 94.9 streaming number?
What's
the KGB Rock 105.3
streaming
number?
No, I don't see anything. The only streaming is...
It comes in is...
The only streaming listed is 91X.
That's what I just said.
There's no other station listed as streaming.
That's what I just said.
So there's only a 0.1 of 91X in the streaming mode.
My point is the only station that shows enough of a stream is 91X. Go to the Seattle numbers. Tell me if any of those stations up there. I'll tell you what it is. It'd be the streaming numbers of the of KEXP is probably fucking huge. But if you live in the Seattle market, what difference does it make?
Stand
Ladies
by.
And gentlemen, he's looking right now. Seattle.
I'm looking at Seattle.
Streaming
Stand
numbers.
By.
Streaming, the streaming numbers. Seattle.
Numbers.
The accuracy of his Verizon phone.
Nothing. There's no streaming numbers listed at all.
Oh, look at that. Why
nothing.
Is that?
I don't
about
know.
Los Angeles? Tell me the Los Angeles.
All right. Hang on.
I would like to know, Max Tolkoff, what other radio stations actually have streaming numbers?
Why are you making me do this? The point I'm trying to make is that all these stations, there's something wrong with our format.
Okay, it's one thing if you
stumble. What market did you say?
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
Right. Well, easily, you just left there this morning. Why is it, in all seriousness, that I say something and you completely ignore me and...
Because most of what you say is gibberish, that's why. You talk gibberish. All right, the last thing is KSPN AM Stream in LA, a 0.1. And I don't see, hang on, I'm looking at other streams.
What is the formatic of KSPN?
I think that would be sports. Yes, it would be sports. I'm not seeing any other streams listed. That's it. They don't list any other streams
in
LA.
0.1.
But you know, K-Rock does have streaming numbers. We know that.
Of
I don't know
they
why
do.
They're not on here.
But they're not showing up. Everybody knows stations got the streaming numbers, but you have to have the people meter to pick them up.
But I don't think it's a technical issue what we're talking about with these markets. There's something else. There's no soul. They're not, you know, by the
I
way, here's another thing. Let's
thing
hang on. Listen to this.
They're right. Missing the market.
So... Fred Jacobs, the Jacobs Media people, they put a blog out every week, right? So Fred's blog this week was...
Can I snore now?
You may. So he's talking about this phenomenon right now about Ed Sheeran and this Ed Sheeran song. What's it called? Blow Me? Pressure? The video's really good, okay? So the big discussion is, should Active Rock be playing this amazing new rock song from Ed Sheeran with somebody else? And the video is basically a bunch of hot women and they it's his voice coming out of their mouth. It's a very clever lip-syncing video, right? But the song itself, I don't know. Maybe I'm just not an active rock person. I'm sure active rock station should play it, but I think the song sucks. There's no real hook to it, at least according to what I'm hearing, right? But everybody's like, should we play this? Why not? This is a game-changing song for the format. And I don't see that at all. But that's just me.
Well, it's got Cardi B on it and all that.
Yeah,
you talking about that thing?
Yes, talking about that thing.
Well, he's going after two super hot girls that have also had hits, and he's basically going to, you know, gussy it all up. And he also he's in that new movie Yesterday that just came out.
Right. So is there a discussion about whether or not rock radio should play Ed Sheeran? Because it's a really good rock song. Do you remember the time... Do you remember the time that Rick Springfield put out a...
Do you remember the first time?
Do you remember the time Rick Springfield put out a song that sounded like...
It was Garth Brooks.
That sounded like that rock radio could play it. Maybe even alternative could play it. But the label that he was on, I don't remember all the specifics, but they put it out as like a white label. Here's something to listen to, but we're not telling you who this is. And everybody went, wow, this is really good. But as soon as they found out it was Rick Springfield, uh-uh, not going to happen.
Very interesting.
Do you remember that?
What's the song called?
I don't know. What, the Rick Springfield song?
No, I'm talking about the...
Ed Sheeran song?
Well,
I think it's, I don't know, Blow something?
It's called South of the Border. Is that the one you're talking about?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe. No, it's not.
It's not called South of the Border?
No.
What's it called?
It's called, I don't know.
It's called Burp? It's called Burpee McBurpington?
I don't remember, but you know what I'm saying?
Listen, all I'm going to tell you is...
So
the passion, as you keep talking about, here's the thing that passionately I will agree with or disagree with.
Programmers are not being allowed to program. Fred thinks I'm wrong. He thinks that programmers have the ability to make decisions and play music that's right for the station, right? But it's not just all about the music. Then why are all these programmers being held back from doing creative radio? That's the question. Why are they being held back from doing creative radio? Is there somebody in the building, sales, the GM, saying to these program directors, you know, don't get too weird. I need you to kind of play it straight. Even though the market could use a wacky, you know, a living, breathing radio station. Who's holding these people back? Do you have an answer for that?
Do you know this song? Are you hip to the song? I'm asking a question. Seriously. Do you know the song?
I don't know. Play more of it. What is this? Is this from The Lion King? What are we listening to?
Whoa. I'm flabbergasted. Why we stop? When you see a black man on a horse going that fast, you just gotta let him fly.
You're right. That's a horse horse.
That is a horse horse.
That is not the Ed Sheeran song.
Okay, you know that song?
No.
You
what is that?
Let me get to the song part.
Oh my God! Even when playing songs, stop, you can't stop, get to the point. The fuck! I want to murder you.
You should murder me. You should do it right now on the podcast.
No, I really. We're gonna have a live murder on the podcast. No, that's the Lil Nas thing. That's the.
Okay,
that's a good song. Now play the Ed Sheeran song.
I'm asking you a question. Should that have been played on alternative radio?
Yes,
it should.
You already got that out of me. Okay. I said last week or the week before. Yes.
Okay. So if it did not, here I got to type another one here.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking for the Ed Sheeran song because you refuse.
You can look for it. You tell me. So my question to you is, if that song should have been an alternative, why, or let me ask you this, why would they not play this one?
I don't know what's gonna bring you down. So you get ready to leave.
The Pixies? Should 90MX play this? Should K-Rock play it? Should Alt-98.7 play it?
I think if you can do it in your market, why not?
Okay, but my question is,
yeah,
do you think any of the programmers have listened to that track in particular? Because it's the same guy.
No, I don't think they
it's
have.
It's the same guy that had the big, massive 19-week run, whatever it's been, with Old Town Road.
Right. And does anybody know Old Town Road in our format?
Everybody knows that song.
You sure? Me?
Everybody knows it. All right. Might not have played it, but they all know it. It's like you can't get away from Apple Pie in America or Chevrolet or Women in Bikinis
well, so
and
who's gonna,
Stars and Stripes on them.
Who's going to alert them to play the song?
Nick Harcourt played it the other day. He got the first spin on it at a college radio station.
Mm-hmm.
They sent him a little email saying, yo, congratulations. So the question I have is who at Columbia, I guess he's signed to Columbia now, right, is going to be the person that stands up and goes, all right, you alternative motherfuckers.
By the way, when did Ed Sheeran become like a rockin' dude?
That's where he lost me. He's talking about not about having sex. He's talking about having a baby.
It sounds like the Black Crowes from 1994.
No, it doesn't.
No? What does it sound like?
The Black Crowes.
It sounds very derivative. Oh, a soulful rock guy with rock music behind him.
Put it this way.
I'm just cruel, aren't I?
This is here's what I will.
I don't know what I'm talking about, okay. Do I?
No. You do. And here's what I will explain to you. I would say to you, Mr. Max Tolkoff, I hate talking over Ed Sheeran. I really do.
I know.
I would say to
although
you.
Although it's fun for me watching you squirm.
I would say to you.
Yes.
That had this been 20 plus years ago, that the Lil Nas X song called Bring You Down and the Ed Sheeran song, which is called, what, Having My Baby.
Blow. It's called Blow.
I would say that the alternative program directors would have grabbed it right off of the rack and played it and said, you're never going to believe who this is. Because alternative, that's what they did back in those days. You played songs because you wanted people, and then people go like, what? Wait a minute, that's Ed Sheeran? And people, I know you're not going to believe this.
Right.
Same thing with Taylor Swift.
If the song's good.
Not the new album from Taylor Swift, the one before that.
Yeah.
I think I told you I played it in a jock meeting. Everybody thought it was a great song.
Right.
But the problem is how do you get away with it? In the old days, you would have just done it.
But you would have put it, you remember we did this. We put the big popular songs that were really not that right for the format in general, but we put them in mornings because that was the most mainstream commercial part of the day. So there were things that went 6 to 10 a.m. only and then
where,
came out.
Where were you? I don't remember if you had left the station yet or if it was just myself and Kevin. We started playing. There was a track off of Janet Jackson's album called Black Cat, and I believe Slash played the guitar on it.
Mm-hmm.
And we started playing it just to say, here's something from the new Janet Jackson album, just to basically blow people's minds that she had this.
Right.
Kind of,
Nobody wants to do that anymore.
Why is that?
I don't know.
But they're doing it with other bands like Imagine Dragoons.
Here's an interesting little tidbit. Back in the 80s, the end of the 80s, KBCO in Boulder started life as a AAA station, but then kind of became...
Define,
you know,
this is what I hate, when people go, oh, it's AAA. To me, when people go, AAA stations, I mean, they're like, we can't play anything that's too loud.
Yes.
Because we might upset somebody. It's
yes,
like,
it was
fuck
very
that.
Sound-driven. But here's the thing. This is a radio station that could play The Cure into Led Zeppelin. and still get a sick share in Denver.
Which Cure song and which Zeppelin song?
I don't know. It was so long. I think it was like
they
just
weren't
like
playing
Heaven.
Kiss Me, Kiss Me, Kiss Me into fucking.
No, because the Jocks had song. A choice, but they weren't afraid of these genres back to back.
Well, this is what I'm saying. Which songs? Because The Cure's, like, The Cure has some amazing heavy rock songs. They also have very, like, you know.
I understand. But it's just, let's focus on Cure and Led Zeppelin existing on the same radio station.
That's totally fine to me. We were having that discussion the other day. Why didn't you let us play Communication Breakdown?
Because at the time,
you're
look,
a pussy.
You got to understand.
You are a pussy. I'm going to go find the block
book.
That's
besides.
I'm going to go find the block
book. Go find the block book. I'll tell you everything. I know everything that's in that block book.
Okay. I'm going to go find it.
You find it.
Well, we're going to take a break here.
No, we're not taking a break.
You don't even know how many minutes have we been doing this.
I don't care. It doesn't matter.
You don't care?
Here's the thing. Let's go back to Resurrection Weekend next Sunday. Are we going to play only the songs that are dead? Can we find enough really dead songs to play? Or
bands?
Is Garrett going to be mad at us if we do this?
It doesn't matter. What he's you know.
He's gone. It doesn't matter.
He'll be fishing. He doesn't know.
All right.
To wrap this up.
How many minutes has it been?
If you can guess.
It doesn't matter.
If you can guess within 7 minutes.
Within 7 minutes, we've been talking for 52 minutes.
We've been talking for almost exactly 52 minutes.
don't test
51
me this
minutes
way.
And 30 seconds. Well, did you look it up?
No.
Do you have your own timer?
No, I have a timer in my head, mofo.
Yes. Okay, mofo.
I am a radio icon.
Let me
and
see.
And by the way, so are you.
You're a what?
A radio icon. Why don't more people listen to us?
You know what we Lenny need to Diana do? Is the only person we need.
We need to get someone out there.
I would like
hang
to
on.
Wrap this up. We're right. Figuring out if I can get Lenny Diana somehow to patch him into my little.
Yes, you said that there was a way to do it.
Machine here.
You did. You said there was a way. You want me to call him and see if I can?
No, I'm just going to try to figure out if I can do it. Trying to figure out if I can do it. So that's what I'm going to do. Don't call him now.
But no.
We'll figure it out.
He may not pick up anyway.
We'll have to figure it out. What do you want to say what do you want to say to wrap up this podcast?
I don't remember. I had something to say, but I don't remember what it was.
You wanted to complain about the format. You did that. You wanted to complain about the ratings. You did that.
I want to know what we can do to help the format. I want to challenge someone
right
that has
now,
a failing
right now, Max
that has
Kolkoff,
a failing radio
there are
station.
Program directors all over America that are talking to the general managers going, we need to contact Max Tolkoff
and Mike Halloran.
No, because Max Tolkoff has the answer, and he wants to know what he can do to help us.
I do. That's the thing. I do have
okay.
the answer.
Albuquerque, go. What would you do to fix Albuquerque?
I don't know. Do they have a station? Are they failing?
See? This is what I'm saying. You don't know. Fort Lauderdale, Florida. What would you do?
Do they have a station? Are they failing?
Portland, Maine.
They don't have a station.
Okay. Boston, Massachusetts.
Look.
See, you don't even know what stations there are even in the fucking country.
I know what stations there are, but
who's the alternative station in Detroit right now?
It's whatchamacall, the same state from Canada, isn't it?
Whatchamacallit.
The whatchamacallit.
89X?
Yes. Aren't they still around?
Have you looked at their playlist?
No. Should we take a look? Good.
Yeah. You know,
want to look at their ratings?
No. Look at their ratings and look at their playlist. They don't
I
have ratings
anymore.
I can't
look up the playlist.
I don't think they.
It.
I don't think they spend the money on it anymore.
You
but look at their playlist. Go look up their playlist. CIMX is their call letters.
Hang on.
89X launched, I believe it was 24 years ago, by this guy called Greg St. James and Michael Halloran. Greg St. James, who just got married. Shout out to Greg St. James and his lovely wife.
Go ahead, keep talking. What are you waiting for me to do?
I'm waiting for you to spout the information about the last five songs they play.
I can't find them.
Okay, CIMX, formerly called CJOM.
No, I know.
It was named after, right. By the way, you know who named CJOM?
Who?
John Lennon. John
Lennon.
No. John Lennon had a meeting with the guy who owned the radio station, his son, Jeff Sterling.
Yeah.
The dad owned these newspapers, and the kid took over two of his radio stations. One was in Toronto, and it was called CHOM, and the other one was CJOM. But before that, they had different call letters. And Jeff Sterling was talking to John Lennon during those bed-ins. Remember the bed-ins?
Yes, I remember. Right. So what's the point?
And he goes, hey, man, I got these new radio. I'm trying to do a Canadian accent. Hey, Hoser, I got this these two radio stations. I need to call them something. He goes, John Lennon goes, call them the meditation stations. That's more like Ringo. He goes, what do you mean the meditation? He goes, like, you should have it like C-H-O-M, chum. And then have the one in Windsor be called C-J-O-M, so it's chum. And he named the radio stations.
No, this is a made-up story. That's BS. That's a total fabrication. Do you have proof of that?
Yes.
Okay, good.
It's just a true story.
All right. I don't believe it, but if you say it's true.
If I look it up right now?
I will say you've never knowingly lied to me.
Okay. All right.
Look, we need to explore this further. Here's what we should do. We should challenge someone in America to give us a station to fix that we can fix in 12 months.
We'll be given one.
I don't care what market it is. Let's just fix one of them. Who can we get to do it? Do you know Troy Hansen? Will he let us do a station?
Troy Hansen?
Yeah, he's in charge of all the rock stuff at Cumulus. I sent him emails last week. He never got back to me. I think he hates me now.
That's why you're not going to get a job with him. Because
I annoy him. Every year I send him an email going, do you need me to come in now and fix it? Did Garrett ever tell you the time I came into 94.9 while you guys were there? I came down for a visit one day and I walked into the office and I said to Garrett, do you need some help? I can fix your rotations and I can fix your categories in like 20 minutes. He was so mad at me. He was so angry.
And rightfully so. And rightfully so. let's see. John Lennon, blah, 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 blah.
You're not.
Blah,
you blah, didn't blah, really blah. Look that up, did you?
I'm looking it up right now.
Oh, my God.
C-H-O-M. Right. They've changed their frequency, everything. But when Jeff Sterling owned it, it was he was the guy who named the stations. John Lennon was.
No.
I swear to God.
All right, I'll look it up. Hey, have you thought about what Nick Harcourt could do if he like did stuff with us? How about a music meeting?
We're going to talk about this on the podcast?
Yeah.
Or we're going to wrap up the podcast and then talk about it?
No, we should just talk about it.
Nick Harcourt is too big.
And too busy
to do. Yeah.
You think?
Yeah, are you kidding me?
But maybe he'd want to do it. What other podcast is he doing? I think he told
meets,
us.
He meets with young and upcoming artists. And
I know, that's
a lot
his consulting
money.
Thing. Yeah, but
why would he want to waste time with us?
Because he would be a great source for new music to talk
about.
You
didn't even understand how annoyed he was last week when we had him on the air.
Oh, really? Annoyed with me or you?
Annoyed with the fact that he was talking to these plebeian, you know.
What?
Semi-intellectuals.
What?
He is on a different plane than we are.
I understand. Is that a higher plane or a lower plane?
He's on a higher plane than we are. He's you know, this guy was fucking Mr. KCRW for a long time.
I understand, which means that he's got, he's tapped into the mother load of great music that could be played on the air.
He is. I agree.
Right?
He is.
I would say if
Troy Hansen, for some odd reason, decided to hand over a multi-million dollar property to you and me, and we asked Nick to be a part of it, then Nick would basically be over us. Nick would probably be the operations manager, the morning show host, the music picker and everything, and we would just be these people running around, sweeping up the pubes.
Driving the van.
We'd be driving the van.
I don't know. Nick could do a whole segment. Here's five songs for you idiots to listen to. Right?
Okay. Why does he need us to do that?
Because
let me ask Lenny Diana this question. Hold on. Hey, Lenny. Should Nick Harcourt jump in on this show to play five songs, or should Nick Harcourt do it by himself?
Harry! My little
genius. Nick, do it by yourself. All right, this week's podcast has been brought to you by pizza from Fiori's. Fiori's?
This week at Land Rover, buy a new Discovery for only $14 million. I'm Nick Harcourt.
He was the greatest voice of Land Rover ever.
Yes, because he was born very close to where they make them.
Oh, my God. He was so good.
Thanks for listening. We're going to try to figure it out if we can get Lenny and Diane on the show.
You said you could make it happen. How did you say you could do it?
I've got to figure that out right now.
All right. Skype on his end?
No, that's what I got to
figure
out.
We plug it into the board? That's it just can't I sound just like said, a shitty
phone
call.
I just said, let me try to figure it out. We got to hang up, though. We're going to be done. Ready?
Yes.
Thanks for joining us. My name is Max Tolkoff. His name is Snorri McGorry.
Play the outro.
Slam the door.